And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 4th of March, 2016. 1933, on this day, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was inaugurated, having won in a landslide over Herbert Hoover. At the inauguration, Roosevelt was careful to hide the extent to which he'd been crippled by polio. There was a series of wheelchair ramps hidden behind barriers at the Capitol. He walked the last few yards, leaning heavily on the arm of his son James, and he made it look easy, even though it took great strength. His inaugural address included the famous phrase, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." And so it was on this day, 1933, that Frances Perkins took her post as U.S. Secretary of Labor, first woman to serve in the cabinet. She was a New Yorker. She had witnessed the horrible Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire, New York City, 1911, 150 garment workers died, and she made workplace safety her first political cause when she went to work for Roosevelt, then governor of New York. Many union leaders did not like the idea of a woman Secretary of Labor, and to blunt their opposition, Frances Perkins dressed like an older woman. She used no makeup, made it a point to stay quiet during meetings, not interrupt people. But she worked to do away with child labor and bring in the 40-hour work week and the Federal Labor Standards Act and Social Security. It's the birthday of the novelist Khaled Hosseini, born in Kabul, Afghanistan, 1965. First novel, The Kite Runner, sold millions of copies around the world, 2003. His next book was A Thousand Splendid Sons in 2007, story of two women in Kabul who are both wives of the same cruel man. Khaled Hosseini, who said, "There's a romantic notion to writing a novel, embarking on a journey, until you're about 50 pages into it. A lot of 50-page unfinished novels are sitting in a lot of drawers across this country. What it takes at that point is discipline. You have to punch in and punch out every day, regardless of whether it's going well. It's largely an act of perseverance. The story really wants to defeat you, and you just have to be more mulish than the story." Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, a section from his Livingston Suite. Coozer called from Nebraska to say he'd found a large cinder on a long walk along abandoned country railroad tracks, a remnant of steam trains, the cinder similar to those our fathers shoveled from coal furnaces in the early winter mornings before stoking the fire. In your dark bedroom, you'd hear the scrape of the shovel and the thump when cinders were dropped in metal wash tubs. Now the trains are all diesel, and in Livingston at night I hear them pass, Burlington and Northern, the horn, an immense bassoon, warning the drunks at crossings. Some complain, but I love this night music, imagining that some of the railroad cars are from my youth, when I stood in a pasture and thrilled to my favorite, Rout of the Phoebe Snow. To be excited by a cinder is to be excited about life. A poem by Jim Harrison from his Livingston Suite, published by Limberlost Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Staples, offering tech services for small businesses like PC setup and repair, some tasks completed by the next day. Staples.com/tech services. Staples, make more happen. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.